Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Hope your day is going well on Wednesday, May 8th. And we're going to talk a little bit about the BBC. Yeah, we've got to talk about the BBC because, you know, it really is an absolute lying machine, which you should avoid like the plague. Before we get to that, a word of thanks to my sponsors at quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below, please do. And the BBC. So, I mean, look, I've been an arch critic of the BBC for pretty much all my life. A long, long time ago, I started up a website called Bias BBC. Now, I don't actually run it anymore, but it's still going. If you Google Bias BBC, you'll still see that is there because I used to feel the need to rail on a daily basis, almost against the egregious bias of the BBC, but it's got worse. That was back around about 98, 99. Here we are all these years later. And the BBC, you know, it's just such a hateful machine. If I want to know what's going on in the world, one way I can do it is go to the BBC and then believe the opposite of everything that they tell me. That's one way I can get a sort of sense of balance. You know, just a quick look through the BBC. I listened to the BBC for about 5 minutes this morning. And during those 5 minutes, I was told that April was the warmest month on record. I was told how wonderful it is that Ireland's got this witch entering the Eurovision. I was given a treat about how awful Donald Trump was and his sexual dalliance with Stormy Daniels, which he denies, of course. BBC don't talk about that. But I was told that apparently the AfD in Germany, which is a great party, are extreme right Nazis. I was told that. And that's just a sample, you know, just a sample of what they pump in day in, day out. I actually think, and honestly, I do believe this, that it's good for your health not to listen to, not to read, or in any way go near the BBC. Block them. Keep them away from your media, from your mind. Keep them away because they're not honest players. I mean, that boat sailed arguably 100 years ago. They're not honest players. They're propagandists for a globalist regime. They're not necessarily propagandists for the British government. They don't like the Conservative Party, for example. They're a very pro-LGBT plus organization, however. They don't like white people. They're, you know, you can just pick your topic. And you know exactly where you're going to be with the BBC. For many years, probably for about 10, 15 years, I used to go on BBC programs until I was banned collectively across all mainstream media outlets because of my trenchant views regarding Islamic migration. Oh, wonder how that one worked out, David. You were proven completely wrong. Don't think so. And my views on the need to reduce welfare, the need for Britain to act in Britain's interests, and all the stuff that I used to talk about. You know, I mean, my views on some of this have changed, by the way, because I see so much now through a new prism, a new awakened prism, thanks to 2020. But again, from 2020 to 2024, the BBC have pushed the jabs, they pushed the lockdowns, they pushed the rule of six, they pushed everything. Everything, you know, critical voices absolutely sidelined, just like mine was in 2015, 2016. So the BBC is just like, you know, a snake pit. I can remember when I used to go into the studios, you know, it was awful because I don't even know why I did it because there was always going to be, if I went in for an interview, it was always going to be two versus one. It would be whoever my opponent was, and the host, it's always the same. The two of them would, and obviously because there's two of them versus one of me, it doesn't work out well for, for the dissenting voice, which was always my voice, you know. I think the BBC picked up on me when I started to oppose the Belfast Agreement way back in the late 90s. And I've been, you know, ever since then, I have been consistent in the stuff that I've said. And I'm consistent, certainly, in my disdain for the BBC and my contempt for the people who work in it. And one thing I have noticed is some individuals who do work in it, I think it eats away at their soul. They become lifeless people, soulless people. I'll not mention any names, but I know some people who fall into this category. And they've been there a long time as well. So, you know, I just feel that the best thing we could do would be to defund the BBC, take away the license tax. If it wants to charge people to watch it, fine, set up a subscription service like others do, and we'll decide. It won't do that because it knows what will happen. Instantly, about half the audience, maybe more, will leave. And actually, the audience is leaving anyway because young people don't watch the BBC. Young people are getting their news, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and other Instagram, wherever they go. They're not getting it on the BBC. So the BBC is dying anyway. It's just that demographic from probably 50 plus, and especially maybe 60 plus, who has to tune in to watch the BBC. And these were the people who were most hypnotized by the whole propaganda during COVID. But it's the same propaganda they push on Ukraine. You know, they're lying through their teeth about that. They're lying through their teeth about everything. The BBC is the consummate lying machine. I wonder, do you agree with me?